For this Monday, April 6th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. City officials say the boil advisory for the city of Mount Vernon was lifted on Sunday afternoon. It had been in effect since Thursday when a routine infrastructure project turned into a citywide disruption. Water crews were working to connect a new 24-inch water main to boost system capacity when a backup plan failed, causing water pressure to drop across the city. But again, there is no longer a boil advisory for Mount Vernon. A Posey County man is in custody following an investigation into an alleged sexual assault earlier this year. The Posey County Sheriff's Office says deputies and detectives responded to a home on January 17th after receiving a report of a rape. Investigators conducted interviews and collected evidence at the scene. Authorities later identified the suspect as 32-year-old Colin Michael Weatherford. The sheriff's office says the victim took part in a follow-up forensic interview the following week at Holly's house. After evidence was analyzed by the Indiana State Police Crime Laboratory, deputies arrested Weatherford. He is currently being held in the Posey County Jail without bond. Weatherford faces charges of rape, which is a level 3 felony, and sexual battery, which is a level 6 felony. The investigation remains ongoing and involved assistance from multiple agencies. Early voting for Indiana's primary election gets underway this week as election officials finalize preparations for the May 5th vote. Registered voters across southwest Indiana will be able to cast their ballots in person beginning tomorrow. To take part in the primary, residents must be registered to vote by today. The Indiana Secretary of State's office offers voter resources, including registration status and polling locations online. Early voting takes place in Posey County at the Posey County Courthouse on weekdays from April 7th. 7th through May 1st from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m., Saturday, April 25th from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m., and Monday, May 4th from 8 a.m. until 12 noon. You also have the chance to vote at Mars Township Fire Department and Poseyville Community Center on Saturday, April 25th and May 2nd from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. The Mount Vernon Police Department is stepping up patrols to crack down on speeding and distracted driving. The initiative is part of a statewide safety campaign through the Comprehensive Highway Injury Reduction Program, also known as CHIRP. Officials say Indiana's hands-free law, which took effect in 2020, makes it illegal for drivers to hold a mobile device while behind the wheel. Police hope the increased presence will encourage drivers to slow down and stay focused on the road. Mount Vernon Police Chief Justin Rutledge says the goal is simple, and that is to reduce crashes and save lives. Officers began working overtime patrols on Saturday, and that continues through April 13th. Tonight in local high school sports, Mount Vernon baseball takes on Harrison on the road at 5 o'clock. The Wildcats are 2-0 overall. North Posey baseball has a home game versus Mount Carmel at 5 o'clock. The Vikings are 1-1 of the season, and North Posey softball welcomes Forest Park at 6:30. Vikings softball is 3-1 on the year. Today in local college sports, USI Baseball plays a non-conference game with Bellarmine at home at 3 o'clock. The Scrimmage Eagles are 19-13 overall. From Major League Baseball on Sunday, the St. Louis Cardinals avoided a three-game sweep in Detroit with a 5-3 win versus the Tigers. The Cardinals are 5-4 on the season and begin a three-game series in Washington tonight with the Nationals at 5:45. The Chicago Cubs concluded their series in Cleveland against the Guardians yesterday by splitting a doubleheader. The Cubs won the first game 1-0 and lost the second game 6-5. They have a record of 4-5 and travel to Tampa Bay to start a three-game series versus the Rays this afternoon at 3:10. In Texas, the Cincinnati Reds completed a three-game sweep of the Rangers 2-1. The Reds moved to 6-3 overall and head to Miami this evening to get a four-game series underway against the Marlins at 5:40. Up in Chicago, the White Sox were able to sweep the Toronto Blue Jays with a 3-0 win on Sunday. The White Sox are 4-5 on the year and welcome the Baltimore Orioles for a new three-game series tonight at 6:40. In the NBA yesterday, the Indiana Pacers ended their three-game road trip with a 117-108 loss in Cleveland against the Cavaliers. The Pacers led by one entering the fourth quarter, but got outscored 27-17 in the fourth. Micah Potter had 21 points and 12 rebounds for Indiana, and Obi Toppin scored 21 points off the bench. The Pacers are 18-60 overall and have four games remaining in the season. They return home tomorrow evening for a game versus the Minnesota Timberwolves. Tonight, the NCAA men's basketball tournament comes to an end with the national championship game between UConn and Michigan at Lucas Oil Stadium in downtown Indianapolis. Tip-off is set for 7:49. That's news and sports for this Monday, April 6th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the News Anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. I'm Jeff Redman reporting for Posey County Radio News. Enjoy your Monday.